A final farewell for Rosa Parks in her adopted hometown of Detroit today. The funeral wraps up a series of public memorials and remembrances, including honors at the U.S. Capitol building. At today's funeral, thousands of well-wishers and dozens of dignitaries gathered to pay tribute to the quiet woman who ignited the civil rights movement. Detroit Public Radio's Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
A line of people stretches nearly a mile from the gates of Greater Grace Temple in Detroit, the church Rosa Parks attended regularly. Now Detroiter Claudette Bond stands at the head of the line, waiting for her chance to share Parks' final visit to Greater Grace.
We've been out here since 6 p.m. last night. My toes are quite frigid right now. But the camaraderie from the people that I've met throughout the night, it's just been amazing. We just had such a great time. It's been a blessing.
There are mourners of many races here to be a part of this final memorial that began in Alabama before traveling to the rotunda of the Capitol in Washington and now to her adopted hometown of Detroit. Like most Baptist funerals, the mood among those attending is upbeat, a celebration of a life. But for many, like Rochester, New York native Churchill Walsh, it's also a time of reverence for the woman called the mother of the modern civil rights movement. Walsh says she traveled to Detroit because she felt compelled to pay her final respects.
I had to. I feel in a very real way that if Rosa Parks hadn't done what she had done, then I wouldn't be here today. One of my parents is white and one of my parents is black, and I don't think their love would have been able to survive if something hadn't changed. So I feel just that I owed her a thank you.
Inside the enormous 4,000-seat Greater Grace Sanctuary, a series of dignitaries invited by Parks' family also paid tribute for Parks' simple act of civil disobedience. The speakers included the man who presented Rosa Parks with the nation's highest civilian honor in 1999, former President Bill Clinton. He says Parks' act of defiance struck the most significant blow against segregation since the Civil War.
This time, Rosa's war was fought by Martin Luther King's rules. Civil disobedience, peaceful resistance. But a war nonetheless for one America in which the law of the land means the same thing for everybody.
But there was a word of caution amid the tributes. A former schoolmate of the civil rights pioneer, 94-year-old Dr. Johnny Carr, told the congregation that Parks' life and her historic actions will mean little unless those still alive use the lessons she taught in their own lives.
Don't come here, celebrate, and have a good time and go back home without carrying a message back to wherever you came from. To make your community and your city, your home and whatever, a better place for all people to live.
When the service ended, Parks' casket was taken for burial at a nearby Detroit cemetery. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
The unreachable.